Jeremy's sister Lynette has been living in Christchurch for 14 years with her family, and she lives about 200 meters from one of the mosques where the attacks took place in Christchurch in the... Jeremy's sister Lynette has been living in Christchurch for 14 years with her family, and she lives about 200 meters from one of the mosques where the attacks took place in Christchurch in the afternoon of that country's time zones. And Jeremy chatted to her this morning and asked her what had happened.
It happened this afternoon, just after 1:30, when my daughter, she texted me and said, "Mom, I just heard that there's been a shooting and the schools are in lockdown," as she was like attending a climate change strike in the city. And she said that there were policemen and the sirens going off. And that was the first time I became aware of what was going on. And then I turned on the TV and I saw it was all over the news that there was a gunman at large and that, you know, he opened fire and at a mosque and so many people were shot.
So tell me, in the street where you live in the street where this particular mosque is, was there anything unusual that you've noticed over the past few days or maybe weeks leading up to the attack, or was it just business as usual for residents living in this particular street?
Well, it's just, well, we haven't noticed anything. It was business as usual. Living in Christchurch in a city and a country that's peaceful, like you would say, compared to other countries, you wouldn't even think about that something would happen like that in Christchurch. So, yeah, it was really, really unsettling, and it was terrifying to hear that something like that is going down in Christchurch. So, yeah,
when
it was really scary.
When you received the text from your teenage daughter who alerted you that they have been placed on lockdown in the city center, what went through your mind and what did you do?
Of course, I was like scared, worried, terrified, and all these fears going through your mind and your thoughts, like, you know, is she safe? What's happening? And, you know, you're not knowing, you're not really aware of what's happening at this time. So, yeah, it was like really scary. And I was really, quite worried, as any parent would be.
Is your neighborhood still locked down by the police and law enforcement agencies?
Actually, the lockdown has been like lifted, but people were encouraged and police recommended that, you know, people should, you know, stay indoors, and if they don't need to go out, you know, just to stay indoors and just to be vigilant. And the roads leading to the mosque, they still cordoned off. So so you're not seeing much people on the roads as they were advised to, you know, stay indoors.
Right. As a South African living in New Zealand, and yes, we know New Zealand is a very peaceful country. It's not really seen much terror attacks or much violence of this kind of nature. You haven't really witnessed this in South Africa because we haven't really experienced this much. So as a South African living in New Zealand, what is this bringing up for you? Is there a lot of fear? Is there a thought in your mind thinking maybe this is not the safest country for me to be in with my family? Or are you very confident that the authorities will resolve this and put an end to it?
Well, I don't feel confident that, you know, the authorities got all this under control. We don't know. It appears that way, that as they said on the news, that they think the police is not actively looking for any more suspects, but you still feel that that fear is still there, that, you know, could there be other people involved in this group? So you still feel that unsettling feeling, you're not sure of what's going to happen next. So, yeah, it is very scary.
Right. Did you have an opportunity to chat to maybe neighbors in the road where you live after this this incident? And what are they saying?
Yeah, we have spoken to some neighbors down the road and just like right next door to me. And we all seem to be having that same sense of fear and, you know, in shock. We're all in shock and we still can't believe this has just happened right down the road from us. So, yeah, people are still very worried and scared and upset about the whole incident.
And your teenage daughter, what did she say about how all of this played out with police while they were in the city center when this happened?
She first heard, the way she said that they first heard this on social media, that because she wasn't at her school, as her school was one of the first schools to be locked down because they like in close proximity to the shooting. So she said that, oh, our school is in lockdown, and she was like so stressed and scared. And then she said that they can now see police, you know, like just running, and they could hear shooting from where they were. And then they were instructed to go into certain shops and stuff and to stay there. So, yeah, she was really worried, and she also was able to see it on social media as the gunman live streamed the video, and they, at that time they could still access this video, and they saw exactly what happened. So, yeah, she really affected her emotionally.
Are you planning to take her for counseling or debriefing after this this incident?
Yeah, I think lots of people are thinking about it, because I was just saying to my husband, you know, I'm actually just sitting here and I'm feeling the effects of what happened today. Like, I'm actually feeling more anxious and unsettled, and, you know, I can just feel there's some effects of this event. So, yeah, it's probably because it just happened a few hours ago, you're still feeling anxious and worried. And, yeah, it's just also because of Christchurch, we went through that huge earthquake, so it's just bringing back all those memories, you know, of what we went through. So that fear and that fear of the unknown, what's going to happen next. So, yeah, it is a bit unsettling and causing some anxiety and worry.
We hope to, that's my producer, Jeremy Van Wyk's sister, Lynette. We hope to be speaking to a reporter from one of the New Zealand radio stations. Obviously, they're doing all-night duty there after 4 o'clock, and then we'll try and take a sort of wider analytical perspective on it after 5 o'clock.